In the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Job passes the test. Satan planned another trouble for Job. First he went back to talk to God. "Where have you been?" asked Jehovah. "I have been here and there in the earth from end to end." "What do you think of Job?"
"There's no one like him. He fears God and does no wrong." Satan answered, "A man will give everything to save his life. Make Job real sick, and he'll curse you to your face." "Test him," said Jehovah, "but do not take his life." God knew Job so well that he knew Job would pass the test. So Satan left. In those days, many people believed troubles were sent by God to punish people for their sins. Satan thought Job believed this. God allowed Satan to make Job sick. Great, ugly sores came all over Job's body, from his head to his feet. Job was miserable. He hurt all over. He looked terrible. People could hardly bear to look at him. Even Job's wife wanted him to turn away from God and die. She wanted Job to curse God. But Job would not blame God. He would not curse God or do anything wrong. Three friends came to visit and comfort him. When they saw poor Job, they cried out loud. For 7 whole days they sat on the ground without saying a single word. They only grieved. Then the friends made long speeches. They believed he was suffering so much because he had awful sins. They thought Job was hiding his sins, but Job was really a very good man. Job began to think more about God. God then spoke to Job out of a whirlwind. He reminded Job of the wonderful and mighty works God has done. Our God can do anything. Upon earth there is none like him. Job listened quietly. "I know you can do all things. I've been talking without thinking. Now I see what you really are. I'm sorry for any wrongdoing." Job's three friends had spoken of God in a wrong way, and God was angry with them. Job prayed for them. God knew Job was full of goodness. Look what happened. When Job did this, God healed him. He gave Job twice as much as he had before. All of his brothers, sisters, and friends came to see him. They ate with him, and each one gave him a gift and a piece of money. God even gave him 10 more children. His daughters were the most beautiful in the land. The Bible says his last years were better than the earlier years. God just couldn't seem to do enough for this wonderful man. Job was now twice as rich. Now Job had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. Job lived a long time and enjoyed health, happiness, riches, and honor. Even today, Job is remembered as a great man who would not let any kind of trouble turn him away from God.